Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Whether you want to talk about the truckers in Canada or elsewhere in the world that are doing some pretty epic protesting, or a decentralized autonomous organization. We learned the Assange DAO has raised record levels of funding, over $50 million worth of cryptocurrency in less than a week, to help back up Julian Assange's legal team, basically. And whether you want to comment on any of those things is up to you. In the studio tonight, Ian and Conan, and again, the number is 603-283-6160. Conan, you've been very interested in this whole let them eat bugs campaign that is going on in the mainstream media, the World Economic Forum, these bigwigs in corporate America and governments that are pushing.
Oh, it's at every level. It's not just the elites, the 1%. I mean, I could go to our local city council meeting, and I'm sure I'm going to bump heads with one of those yahoos, mm-hmm. one of my neighbors who is all about this. He's like, yeah, cow farts. It's destroying this world. It's destroying everything. We need to get off the cows.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen bugs for sale at the grocery store just yet, so I don't know if I would say it's everywhere. But yeah, I mean, there are definitely advocates for it.
But if there was that, but that option's not there. Mm-hmm. But if you had a regular supply of bug flour or whatever, these are the type of people who would willingly go in there and put that bag of bug flour in their cart prominently so everyone could see it, and they would have the conversation with the cashier about
right,
it. I'm going to make, exactly,
right.
Because that's what it's really all about.
It's about signaling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, but, and then they would try to force it down as, just to make themselves feel like they're doing something
it
good.
It might actually be all right. I don't know. I don't know what you could cook with it.
Okay.
I have been reading a lot. Today I've been reading a whole bunch. As far as the protein content and what bugs are better than others,
mm-hmm.
I am the sustainable guy. I am looking for different methods of being self-sufficient. I get off on it, actually. I love finding new mousetraps, new better mousetraps, and bugs might actually be the way.
So wait, are you saying that if bugs are actually, and we're not saying this, but if it turned out that bugs were a more efficient method of feeding yourself, meaning that they'd be cheaper and just as nutritious, if not more so,
yeah.
I'm not saying any of that's true, I've not researched it, but if that turned out to be the case, would you go all in bugs, 100% bugs?
If I could find some good recipes that I'd like. Some good cricket flour cookies, but I haven't found that yet. So I mean, first it's got to be first I would want it to actually be tasty.
Okay, that was going to be my next question: is what if it doesn't taste as good?
Then I'm not having it.
Okay,
I have chickens, I have rabbits, I have a big ass garden.
You do have some standards then.
But the biggest argument is because let's back up. The left. Pipe dreams.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of pipe dreams. They got fast speed rail. They got universal basic income. They've got universal health care. I mean, you name it, raising the minimum wage. It's just their pipe dream ideas are so wacky. And this is one of them. Let's all eat bugs.
Mm-hmm. It's going to save the earth.
It's going to save everything. I mean, windmills everywhere. They have so many of these pipe dreams, and this is just the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it coming from? Does it actually make sense? What are they actually saying that it's all about? When they say they want to eat bugs, what's it all about? Well, some of them are like, it's to save the environment. We have too many cows, and they're not sustainably sufficient. When you compare how much goes into creating a cow versus how much goes into creating a cricket, it makes more sense that, especially, and the other argument is it, by 2050, it's going to be like the double the population or something of globally, which I don't buy because so many countries are not
Some are dwindling.
Some are, exactly. Some are dwindling. So I'm not sure. But India, Africa, they're
growing.
They're growing.
Mm-hmm.
But and they're huge. So that's the argument. Raise bugs. They're more efficient, and we can reduce greenhouse gas. But is that actually true? Is it more efficient to farm crickets than it is to, say, farm chickens?
Mm.
And so my boss, who's a bug eater, she's not, but she's always talking about it. She's always trying to get me to do something with the bugs, with mealworms or crickets. Or why don't you farm chickens and I'll have all that. Why don't you do some bugs? I'm like, no, I'm not having it. Mm. That's not how I operate. Unless it's more efficient. And so she's throwing something at me the other day, some texts, and about bugs, and I'm like, and she said something about, look at all the free bugs. I mean, they're everywhere. Free bugs, free meals.
That's true. I got one of those contraptions that you put outside. Well, you can put it inside if you got a bug problem. But you put it outside, and it's got like a fan inside of it. So instead of the old zappers, it just traps the bugs. It just blows.
I was about to say it blends them up like a blender.
No. It's like a computer fan.
It traps them in there, and they die.
Yeah, they just starve to death, basically. So, but it traps all kinds of things. It traps mosquitoes, traps flies, traps, whatever the hell's flying around, basically.
You think that you have a lot of bugs in there, but I'm going to tell you, you probably don't have enough for a meal.
Probably not.
And it probably took you a whole week to get all those bugs, and maybe even longer. And if you squish them all up, you probably have less than a couple of forkfuls.
Well, I mean, this thing's a pretty big unit, but yeah, it'll over a month, it's going to trap a lot of bugs,
probably
not more than a couple meals worth, whatever that means.
So the biggest
and they're little ones. Like the bugs I'm seeing here on these websites are larger bugs, right?
So
like
the biggest argument that I see is that it's more efficient to raise bugs. And so, my boss is like, free bugs, free lunch. And I'm like, nothing is free. There's no such thing. Protein in, protein out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
feed on something.
I raise chickens specifically because of their meat to grain ratio.
Mm-hmm.
1 pound, if you raise them properly, 1 pound or 2 pounds of grain will get me 1 pound of chicken meat.
I see.
So it's a 2-to-1 ratio. Pigs, it's like 4 to 10 pounds of grain per 1 pound of meat.
Okay.
And cows, it's like 40 pounds of grain per 1 pound of meat.
So chickens are very efficient as well.
Very, very efficient.
Okay.
And so are rabbits, which is why I raise them.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, hell, what's the efficiency of crickets that you're always trying to get me to eat, bossy boss? So I get on the horn here on the interwebs, and I found this beautiful article that was written in 2015, a research article hosted by the aggregate PLOS One, which I'm getting a lot of research articles from, by the way. It's a good site, and that's exactly what they studied. It's like, what is the efficiency of these bad boys?
What's the input? What's the output?
I'm going to read straight from the abstract. It has been suggested that the ecological impact of crickets as a source of dietary protein is less than conventional forms of livestock due to their comparatively efficient feed conversion and ability to consume organic side streams. And now a side stream is the byproduct from your food company. There's something that they're throwing away.
Mm-hmm.
A beer company is going to be throwing out a whole lot of yeast.
Yeah, okay.
What do they do with that?
You can feed bugs.
You can feed bugs.
Okay.
Except, hold on. They're also, most of these big corporations, these big companies, they're not just throwing this stuff in the ground. They already have farmers, usually farmers, who are already buying it and feeding it to other types of livestock, chickens, pigs eating anything. So this stuff is already taken care of, but this study actually suggests that, all right, we're going to feed these bad boys good stuff, good crop, good grain. We're going to try feeding them some byproducts, some side streams, and we're also going to feed them some crap, just straw.
Okay.
And see what happens. This study measured the biomass output and feed conversion ratios of house crickets reared on diets that varied in quality, ranging from grain-based to highly celiastic diets. The measurements were made at a much greater population scale and density than any previously reported in the scientific literature. So this is a new study.
Okay.
There are cricket farmers out there. selling bait crickets and selling crickets for chickens and stuff, but they never did it on a huge scale.
All right, we're going to find out what happened here in moments. Are these bugs, raising these bugs, as efficient
as they say,
as they are claiming, more so, say, than chickens, for instance? This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, Conan, you say you would take to eating bugs if they taste good. And And man,
hey,
just reading about it is hard to handle.
If I could get my, if I could buy more shrimp, buy more crab, more lobster, I absolutely would. That's the kind of out of my price range.
Right. They're a delicacy.
They're a delicacy. And
high
they
demand.
Are, what are they? They're water bugs.
True. That's true. Yeah, and a lot of this is really just what you're used to. So there is that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other arguments for this is that they claim at least 2 billion people on this planet
eat bugs.
Eat bugs every day.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I know
there
that
are a lot of people that are still in, you know, poverty
situations. There are a lot of people who are still living in mud huts.
Yeah.
Exactly. And those would be the people who would, in fact, eat anything they could get their hands on, and
right.
especially if you're living out in the woods, guess what? There's a lot of bugs.
Yeah, I'm just reading an article about all the different, you know, various different types of bugs that people eat, and it's not appetizing, I'll tell you that, but...
I think it's called entomophagy, the eating of bugs.
I like to think that I'm open to new food experiences,
yeah.
but this is one that is on
yeah,
the you, bottom
your,
of my
your,
list.
Your cheese
the
maggots.
The maggot cheese? Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
Where I kind of draw the line. And the other thing is you have to remember... there's a reason why these people are eating bugs.
Yeah, they don't
it's
have
because
anything
they
better.
Don't have cows.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. They can't because they can't. They don't have the land to. They're poor. They're poor
yeah.
people.
Right.
So when I hear the argument from especially the left, especially the liberals, who are all crazy about this, and they're talking about wanting to eat bugs. Rich kids on their iPhone.
Yeah.
At the restaurant, at the coffee shop, talking about how you know that seems like a neat idea. Have you really thought this through?
Mm.
And why wouldn't you want to eat some nice piece of chicken or something? Well, I mean, why are we even having this conversation?
Can vegans eat bugs?
No.
Okay.
Bugs are most definitely a meat-based protein.
I see. Okay.
I mean, even the ones, even like grasshoppers who only eat, grass.
I see.
No, it's their meat. Which is another problem with this argument. It's like, well, I mean, if you really want us to be on all plant-based vegans, you elites out there, you know, where do bugs come into play? Because one of the Anon arguments is that this is a way to devolve humanity because we evolved to where we're at because we started eating meat. Our brains are as big as they are. Our heads are as big as they are is because we started eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And are part of the reason. Also, iodine, as I understand it, really helps. That's why dolphins are and whales are as smart as they are. The Anon argument is that you get us on plant-based and you get us on bugs, and it'll somehow devolve humanity back to be more basically retarded button pushing humans.
Well,
the elite can control better.
Right. The same people on the left that are advocating for this stuff also want to cut people off of all kinds of things. They
yeah.
want us to move back into caves, basically,
and depopulate.
Yes. Yeah. You've got this study that you just brought up a moment ago, and it was 2015 and somewhere in that time frame, and it was new for the time.
Right.
Looking at on a larger scale, the question of what do you got to put in to raising bugs to get out X amount of meat? Like how many pounds of grain or whatever the hell it is that bugs eat?
Right, right. Which is what I am most curious about, because that would be the first thing I would ask about anything.
Your efficiency.
Any new project. I want to know, how many hours is it going to take me?
Mm-hmm.
How much money is it going to take me? How far do I have to drive to get to this place?
Yeah.
It's very important that it all makes sense at the end of the day. And, as I mentioned, most liberal pipe dreams do not make sense.
So what did they learn?
Fast speed rail does not make sense.
What did they learn in this study?
Okay, skipping a little down to the abstract to get to the meat and potatoes. Compared to the industrial scale production of chickens, crickets fed a... Crickets fed on a poultry feed diet showed little improvement in the protein conversion efficiency, a key metric in determining the ecological footprint of grain-based livestock protein. Crickets fed the solid filtrate from food waste processed at an industrial scale via enzymatic digestion were able to reach a harvestable size and achieve feed and protein efficiency similar to that of a chicken, so just a little bit less. However, crickets fed minimal processed municipal scale food waste and diets comparably largely of straw experienced a plus 99% mortality without reaching harvestable size. Oh, so they didn't even get to the harvestable
too many
age.
Died.
Too many died in the process. Therefore,
so you got to feed them good stuff. If you got to
feed them the
work.
Good stuff. It's either going to be side stream, industrial size runoff, or byproduct, and or the same thing you're feeding your chickens. By the way, both of those are going to some sort of livestock.
But if it's the chicken feed, then it's about on par?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
On par.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the potential for crickets to sustainably supplement the global protein supply beyond what is currently produced via grain-fed chickens will depend on capturing regional, scalable, organic side streams of relatively high quality that are not currently already being used for livestock production. Mm-hmm. So the whole argument, as far as crickets are concerned, is stupid.
Mm.
You would be better off raising broiler chickens, which are harvestable within 11 to 12 weeks, which, by the way, is the same lifespan of a cricket.
Is that right?
Three months.
Wow.
So what would you rather eat? Would you rather eat crickets or would you rather eat nice, big, fat chickens?
I guess you'd have to try the cricket and see how it is, but I can tell you it doesn't seem that appetizing.
Because they're eating the same product. They're eating the same right. grain, soy, right. whatever you're feeding them, it's going into the... It's the same place.
Mm-hmm.
An argument plus or for is that you could raise chickens, crickets up. You can stack them. You can have multiple levels, whereas chickens are basically one level. I mean, you can have a couple of levels. Usually, the guys who are really good at this, it's just one big barn, and they're like the half dome barns, and they're huge with thousands of these bad boys just running around, and all antibiotic'd up, all vaccined up. Which, by the way, you would still have to do if you're talking about one to eat like free range crickets. I'm sorry, you're not going to get free range crickets because you can't, like I said, with your bud catcher outside.
Yeah, what
there's
are you
no way
What's
in
the
hell
input?
you're going to be able to capture enough.
What are they eating?
Exactly, and that's the other thing. We were talking about the crazy bugs. You were actually reading descriptions of what some of these bugs taste like.
Yeah, it sounds so gross.
Everything that you eat tastes like what it eats.
Yeah, so they're giving examples in this article at Ranker.com on what people say these bugs taste like, and there's a wide range.
Yeah.
So as one example here, giant water bugs for sale in Thailand or fine dining in Denmark. So street vendors in Thailand, fine dining in Denmark. Some say they evoke flavors of black licorice, with others saying that their bodies have a scrambled egg-esque texture, heads full of, quote, sour, mushy crab. Some say it has a flavor of watermelon candy and fragrant tropical and citrus fruits.
Nice.
While still more describe it as a salted banana. So,
hey, I know that you eat grain-fed duck. I absolutely adore it. It tastes like roast beef.
Mm.
You get a duck right out the lake, eating fish and snails and whatnot.
Tastes like fowl.
Tastes like a fish.
Yeah.
It tastes foul.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they call them foul.
More coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in. This is free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday, calling on solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four people killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland after the aircraft disappeared on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. An Illinois congresswoman is working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates. Representative Mary Miller spoke to Newsmax.
Well, it's the continuing scene of hypocrisy. In Illinois, we've got a picture of Governor Pritzker with the students without a mask on, and he's forcing these kids to be masked. A judge just ruled that he cannot continue with this in Illinois. I'm vigorously opposed to what they're doing to our students, which is why I propose these recent bills, which will cut off federal funding from schools that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing his own party. McConnell spoke out about the Republican National Committee's censure of two House GOP lawmakers investigating what he calls the violent insurrection on January 6th. McConnell said it's not the party's job to decide whom to support. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Phone's open. If you want to join the show, you can. 603-283-6160. There's people pimping this whole eating bugs thing, and Conan is pretty skeptical. I am as well. I just haven't done the research. Conan, you've done research on this thing, and you are still skeptical.
It's a fad.
Yeah.
It's a fad. It's a scheme, but it's almost a scam. Because these are the type of people who start bug farms. They're the ones that are going to get government cheese. They're going to get subsidized.
Just like the
solar and just like the wind guys. This is a fad that is going to be short lived. Especially when look at the plant based burgers.
Yeah,
who is eating those things?
There's got to be somebody eating them. I mean, they're going to take them off the menu.
If you've tried these things at if you bought them from this supermarket or you eat them, Burger King has one, right?
Yeah.
All right. If you've tried this, because I haven't even been in Burger King in like 10 years.
Same way.
You've tried any of this, please call in and let me know how it is. If you would buy another one.
Okay, I'll tell you. I've tried one.
Okay.
I'm not a vegan or anything like that. I prefer a good piece of chicken. I had a hamburger today when I was out at Applebee's with some friends after a courthouse. We had a local guy that went to court today to take on some running from the cops charges, which is an interesting trial.
Fleeing the cops?
Yeah, disobeying an officer was the actual charge in that case. So we always go out to lunch afterwards, and I had some meat there. So I love myself some meat, no doubt about it. But I did try it. I was in Vegas. No, not today. I was in Vegas, and this was like right around the time when the, I think they called it the Impossible Burger,
right,
was
right.
coming out at Burger King. And they had the same product at a fancy Vegas.
So this is a high-end establishment.
Yeah. But it was the same product, like the same kind of that brand or whatever. Impossible, I think, was the brand name.
Right.
So they had this. It was, you know, we're in one of the whatever the hell casino we were in.
What enticed you to do this, to eat this?
It was on the menu, and, you know, people were talking about it, right? Like, it's in the news. People were talking, oh, Burger King got this thing.
Yeah, they're not really talking about it these days anymore, are they?
All right, so what happened?
What did you think?
It was fine. It tasted like a, you know, they managed to ape the burger patty kind of taste. And
was the beet juice blood pouring out of it when you bit into it?
Not that I recall.
So it tasted all right. Was it a good burger?
I thought it was fine, yeah. I mean, your next question was, would I get it again? No, I wouldn't, because I don't see any real reason to pay more.
Was there a price difference?
There was.
Oh, you paid more, didn't you?
Yeah, it cost more.
Yeah. That's the other insanity about all this. Yeah. Oh, I got solar panels all over the place. Yeah, how much did you spend? Oh, I'm going to be paying off it for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
None of this makes sense. It's all dumb pipe dreams.
Yeah, and we don't buy that stuff at the store or anything like that. I have no interest in it. And apparently a lot of other people don't either. I mean, you've seen the photos of the meat sections in the supermarket being sold out, and all the tofu, all the soy stuff is still there.
And so the elites are in their smoke-filled rooms, like, we got to get these
rats.
People on the plant. Plant-based
bugs.
What do we do? Exactly, because bugs might actually taste better.
Maybe. I don't know.
They are meat. They're walking meat or jumping meat. And so the only option they have is they have to get rid of livestock. They have to get rid of sheep and cows and pigs.
Which means subsidizing the
create an uneven playing field where the bug guys get subsidized for producing something that the people really don't want. It's just like all the corn they're growing. What are they going to do? Oh, we have all this extra corn. We need to do it. Oh, let's put it in the gas.
That's a bad idea.
Let's make syrup out of it.
Let's go to your calls. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking from my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk mostly to Conan because, Yeah, and he's on the right side of this thing. It's bunk. But another interesting factor is that there are plenty of scientists and people and doctors, actual MDs and what have you. This guy named Sean Baker, he's got a bunch of YouTube videos about the carnivore diet, and his whole movement is to get people on real food. He is an actual MD, and he wants to get people healing everything that you can imagine by eating a carnivore diet.
The internet, just for our listeners, carnivore diet says here, unlike keto, which limits carbs to a certain number per day, carnivore diet aims for zero carbs per day. You eat only meat, fish, eggs, and some animal products. You exclude all other food groups, including vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And, you know, if it works for somebody, I say more power to them. But I think everybody's different, right? So, like, for some people, keto might work. For some people, carnivore might work. I don't know. It's hard to say there's one true way.
We are omnivores. Mm-hmm. We could basically, unlike a lot of the other animal life forms out there, human beings can pretty much eat every damn thing on this planet. Mm-hmm. We have evolved into such a way that we can digest pretty much everything out there. Which is pretty neat.
It's nice.
But I mean, even if you're saying that a lot of people can eat different things and there are different options, keto, carnivore, vegan, if there's anything clear in my mind, it's we eat way too much carbs and way too much sugar, and that's a big part of the problem.
Well, Americans are quite fat.
So if you do anything other than a high carb diet, a high processed food carb diet,
you'll be doing better.
Yeah, I think you'd be doing better. Yeah. Even if you just go lettuce.
Mm. That's right. I agree.
Bad slave, anything you else know, you want to share?
I improved my health that way. But I bought a pig. I bought a whole,
Oh, nice. So you didn't go in with like your neighbors. You just bought the whole thing yourself?
Well, no. It was some neighbors up in Grafton that raised it for me.
Nice.
What did you get per pound? I'm curious.
Probably
a lot more than a supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is usually the case.
A lot more, but it's really good. But the one thing I wanted to say, one of the big protagonists in this whole carnivore thing are the Petersons. Jordan.
And his daughter.
And
Michaela
actually had some just terrible, terrible
autoimmune problems.
That's right.
The whole family has it, by the way. So they went carnivore.
They went carnivore. I don't know if his wife and son are doing that as well, but
helped her with her issues.
Yeah, both father and daughter claim that it saved their lives. Actually.
Wow,
that's right. Exactly.
That's amazing. Well, people swear by these things, right? Like, we were at the Libertarian Party convention a couple weeks ago, Bonnie and I, and we're talking with Zephin, who is a Free Talk Live listener and a mover here to New Hampshire within the last year, and he's a great activist, and he's like a total vegan. And, you know, of course, he's, you know, advocating for veganism or whatever, and then you got people going carnivore, and they say it's changed their lives. And you got me. You know, whatever works.
Eating whatever is cheap.
Maybe it's... You know, has something to do, and thank you for the call, Bat Slave. I appreciate it. You know, maybe it has something to do with the placebo
mindset.
Effect. Yeah, the mindset that I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's whatever makes you happy,
right?
And if it's not making you happy, or it's making you know, too
if
much,
you feel bad while you're eating it.
If
that's
you
a bad
feel
sign,
bad
right?
after eating that whole bag of potato chips or that box of donuts, yeah. if it makes you feel bad, it probably wasn't good for you in the first place. Yeah. Don't do it.
Listen to your body.
Let me right. tell you what: when I eat a bunch of bacon or a big piece of steak, mm-hmm. I don't feel bad. I mean, I might feel a little bloated,
sure,
in my stomach, but I don't feel bad. I feel energized,
satisfied,
energized,
right?
satiated. Yeah.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 603-283-6160.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open in these remaining moments. We got time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Conan in the studio. And I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you should get over there. Bitcoin's been on a little bit of a rise up. It had gone and scraped down as low as like $34,000. It's now around $44,000. Yep. And it's risen up there in just the last week or so. So it's still down from its ultra high of 68,000 a few months ago. So it's still quote unquote down, even though it's up more so than it's been in, you know, most of the last 13 years. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find lots of good information there, lots of introductory videos that you can watch. If you've only got 3 minutes, watch the first one. It'll give you some basic concepts that you need to know, that you need. You really ought to get a hold of before you start getting
this
some actual
crypto.
This
is a good time to dump your money.
Dump your dollars, you
dump
mean?
Your dollars.
Your fiat?
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that crap because it's going to $30 trillion, people.
I heard that recently.
Trillion.
Is that true?
This week, I believe. Earlier this week.
Because I checked when I heard that, I was like, oh, really? I mean, we know it's coming. We know it's going to happen at some point, but I checked the U.S. debt clock and it hadn't quite reached. Oh, it did cross it. Yeah, $30 trillion. And I mean, didn't it just cross 29 last, like, 2 months ago?
Exactly.
Right?
this is a train going right over the whatever the cliff, man.
Yeah,
and
bad.
I mean, and you look at we're talking about the truckers and the you know, the lifeline. You're right. Talking about all of the pipeline, the food pipeline. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's all coming to a point where if you still think it's all right, if you still think we're going to get through this unscathed, you're dumb. Because there's just too many signs. There's too many smoking guns. saying otherwise.
One story I did not get to tonight is the central bank digital currency they're talking about here in
the United governments
States.
Want to own a centralized digital currency.
Yeah, they're working
on it. They want to do what Bitcoin is. They want to control it.
They've got a plan, and it could roll out as soon as a couple of years. Of course, governments always take forever to do things, so I wouldn't expect it that soon, but they're optimistic. We'll see. But no time to talk about all that. We got to get to your calls and thoughts. They are welcome. But again, check out Bitcoin.com. You can learn the basics there. You can also do some more advanced stuff, like check the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. We go to Jack. He's listening to us in Daytona Beach, Florida on WNDB. Go ahead, Jack.
How you doing? Thanks for answering.
Sure.
Bitcoin's out of my realm at this point, is 72. However, I've been researching kind of this idea that they want to feed cows seaweed instead of hay and whatever. And apparently it knocks down the amount of methane gas that they expel by like 60% or even higher.
Hmm. But what does it do to the taste?
It tastes like seaweed.
Exactly. I wrote this down in my notes. They said, no, it tastes exactly like beef, and it makes them more, gregarious or happy, so they actually multiply, whatever. The problem is that there's a lot of people from Texas saying, well, you know, how do we get all the seaweed? But I've come up with a T-shirt. I'm saying, grow weed, not bugs. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you have all these bugs that, you know, God forbid they get loose, and then we have enough problem with bugs and then pesticide right. And so on and so forth. So let's get the government gives them money to grow seaweed, which is, you know, humans can eat it and the cows can eat it and we can all be maybe happy.
You know, I remember a study from about 10 years ago where they fed pigs weed scraps, marijuana scraps, the leftovers, and nice. They were more efficient. They were
really?
They grew faster.
Did they get high?
I don't know. I don't think so. They might have been. They might be high right now for all the crap they eat.
Well, Jack, the one thing that I heard you say that I disagree with is that the government should get involved in any of this. Like they don't need to be funding anything.
I'm just saying, if you're going to send money, you guys talk about the bugs. They would be giving money to do this. I don't think the government should be involved in anything.
Okay,
we see what the government's doing. I mean, 100% with that.
Yeah, let's let the market decide. If seaweed cows are the way to go, then the market will, you know, go in that direction. And I appreciate your calling the heads up on this.
And by the way, already mass producing seaweed. They have seaweed farms where they just grow these big, huge, like banana leaf size seaweed or seaweed, where they cut them up. And of course, especially the Japanese. I mean, they love this. Love them some seaweed. They eat it in everything.
Yeah, we've had those seaweed treats from Japanese food.
But now he brought up a good point.
Thanks,
though. Are you gonna buy this stuff? Is there enough of it out there? And they're gonna truck it all the way out to Texas to feed the cattle out there? Is it efficient? And as you just said, the free market will decide.
You know, did we finish the story about the bugs? You feel like we got that out there? Is there more that
here's the takeaway. Number one, the bug is going to taste like whatever it eats. And now, and I have some. Here's my biggest problem with eating bugs. That is my biggest problem. This is why I don't eat roaches. And by the way, that's one of the bugs on the list of popular bugs that get eaten.
Sure.
But they are in a controlled environment where they're not eating trash. They're not eating dead things, dead rotten things.
Oh God!
But that's my big problem. So you can't just go out. You're never going to get free range crickets. the last thing you want to do is just go out in the fields and just start picking crickets up because you don't know what they ate.
Right.
Because that's one of the problems with eating bugs is that they are not, they get into some lead or something or some other kind of chemicals. I mean, that could be all throughout their bodies and you can just poison yourself in a heartbeat. So you want controlled farming. So no free range. That's not one of the options. So if you're worried about like these mass produced chickens, these chicken farms, guess what? Your crickets are going to be raised the exact same way.
Yeah.
And they're going to be pumping them full of antibiotics and they're going to be pumping them full of vaccines because crickets they're susceptible to viruses and disease. So they're going to be pumping them full of all kinds of chemicals to keep them alive. So if you want to eat safer and healthier, that's not the option. So now what are they feeding them? Is it some of the side stream products like I was talking about? Are they going to eat some byproduct from some big companies, or are they going to be eating chicken grain? You know, that's going to be a big question in my book. Who knows? But the takeaway is, as far as chickens are concerned, crickets are not more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. No.
And you can't do it for your range.
That argument is dead. Now, there might be some bugs out there that are more efficient. I've heard rumors that the black fly is more efficient, and it's something that just, of course, it basically lives off of dead things. It eats dead carcasses and grows maggots like you wouldn't believe quick. Now, as far as pigs are concerned, goats, sheep, cows, yes. Crickets are bugs in general win out that conversation.
Yeah,
if you're worried about cow farts, and by the way, I'm not worried about cow farts, because the more greenhouse goes in that atmosphere, the more trees are going to grow. It's going to warm up, and the lizard people love that, and they also love the bugs. More trees.
Yeah.
More growth.
Right. That's the thing I never understood about these environmentalists. It's like, what's the matter with putting more CO2 out there? Who cares?
More trees.
Yeah.
Which is what you want, right?
Life will be more lush.
So the takeaway is I'm not going down this road. I don't need it. I don't raise my own worms. You got worm farmers.
Yeah.
I don't raise my own bugs. I just buy grain from Tractor Supply. Now, I would like to get off of that and eventually grow everything. I have enough land. I just have too much trees.
Okay.
I could grow spelt and or acorn or something. I'd grow wheat if I had like a field, but I have too many trees.
Right.
And that would feed my rabbits and my chickens. That's my long term goal is to be there and or to make buddies with a neighbor who has a big field that I could grow on.
But would you try a bug burger?
Sure. Would I pay twice as much for it than a beef burger? Hell no. No, if it was cheaper, which makes sense to me, a bug burger should be cheaper. A plant burger should be cheaper. Mm. If I have to actually pay more than beef,
doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. It's retarded. It's absolutely insane that you would go through all the trouble. It's like the whole buying local myth.
Mm.
It costs $5 more.
Is it $5 better?
Is it $5 better? And in my case, I sell books online. Mm-hmm. I'm a local guy. I'm local to Keene here. I live here in Keene. I sell books to everyone in the country. I've sold to every state in the country.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of books. And yet I still spend my money. I do buy some stuff on Amazon, but I spend a lot of my money right here in the community.
Sure.
Should I be outcast because I'm one of these middlemen who's not buying into the local myth? Doesn't make sense. Look, follow the money.
Get the best deal.
Get the best deal. It'll all work out in the end.
That's what people are going to do anyway. And the same thing is the case with these bugs. I mean, if it doesn't taste good and it isn't affordable, it isn't going to happen. And it doesn't matter how much they pump it. If it's too gross, it's never going to catch on a civilized society that's wealthy enough to not have to eat bugs. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Give me some chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.